Good morning. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. This is the Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. The story running underneath everything today is the same one it has been for months, but it sharpened overnight. Modern warfare is becoming a contest of scale and recovery speed. Who can absorb losses fast enough to keep fighting? Who can replace a destroyed drone, a knocked-out satellite, an expended missile, before the other side notices the gap? Every major development today connects back to that single question. Start with the skies over England. Australia's Department of Defense reported that the United Kingdom, the United States, and Australia flew large numbers of small drones over the English countryside during the Army Warfighting Experiment 2026. The drones used onboard autonomy to pick out targets hidden in woodland while human operators supervised rather than joystick flew each one individually. That is the leap that matters. Not one pilot, one drone, one operator, many drones. That is the only version of swarming that works in an actual fight. Infantry get organic aerial reconnaissance without an air force attached. The signal to watch is whether any of this graduates into a named program with real procurement money behind it, rather than another impressive demonstration video that quietly disappears. Feeding directly into that story, Palladyne AI won two United States Army contracts. One validates Swarm OS, software that lets drones coordinate as a team without constant micromanagement. The other tests Gremlin X, a small reusable drone built to carry a modular warhead, essentially a precision mini-bomber for foot soldiers. Both contracts are framed around operational validation with actual units, not laboratory conditions. That is the part that matters. If they hold up under muddy ranges and tired platoon leaders, cheap small drones begin moving into roles once reserved for manned strike aircraft. The tell will be whether the Army scales procurement or quietly lets the prototypes fade. Now move from the English countryside to the outskirts of Moscow. Ukraine launched another wave of one-way attack drones at targets in and around the Russian capital. Some got through despite Russia's dense air defense network, particularly when they arrived in numbers from multiple directions. The math is punishing for Moscow. Cheap drones force the expenditure of expensive interceptors and pull air defense batteries away from the front lines in Ukraine. If Russia starts moving systems back to guard the capital, the tactical drone war has begun reshaping the strategic one. Watch for a quiet shift in deployment maps, not a press release. On the other side of the world, the Marine Corps is reinforcing its Okinawa-based Marine Littoral Regiment with two systems that together turn a forward island position into a serious threat. Enmesis delivers truck-launched anti-ship missiles that can be hidden and dispersed across islands. Metis provides mobile defense against drones and low-flying aircraft. Together, they create a sea denial and air denial node that threatens Chinese warships while protecting itself from the drone threats that have dominated every recent conflict. This only becomes a strategy if the package spreads. Watch whether similar loadouts appear in the Philippines. That would signal a deliberate chain of littoral missile pockets along the first island chain, not a one-off experiment. Zooming out to orbit, DARPA launched a solicitation called Preparing for Day One, asking industry for ways to reconstitute destroyed satellite constellations in hours rather than months. Rapid launch, modular satellites, on-orbit assembly. The logic is that resilience deters. If you can spin up a new orbital node the way you spin up a cloud server, knocking one out stops being decisive. The failure mode is a solicitation that never finds a vendor who can actually hit that timeline. Watch which companies win phase one and whether SpaceX or Amazon show up. Their launch cadence is what makes the hours timeline even plausible. And then there is the budget, which is where strategy becomes real. The House Appropriations Committee's fiscal year 2027 defense bill includes $1 billion for the Defense Autonomous Warfare Group, $1.4 billion for Joint Interagency Task Force 401, and $836 million for low-cost munitions, alongside the usual large sums for PAC-3, THAAD, and Tomahawk. Read that as a strategic admission. The Pentagon believes future wars need both exquisite precision missiles and disposable mass, and it is not choosing between them. The most revealing line is the low-cost munitions category, named explicitly. Watch whether the Senate preserves it. If it does, cheap mass becomes official doctrine rather than a lesson borrowed from Ukraine. A few things to keep your eye on as the week develops. If the AUKUS swarm trials produce a named joint program of record, swarming has crossed from science project to planned capability. If Enmesis and Mattis packages appear beyond Okinawa, Washington is deliberately ringing China's near seas with missile pockets. If Iranian attacks on shipping do not drop despite peace talk, the war has split into a diplomatic track and a still-hot shadow campaign. And if the Senate keeps the House's low-cost munitions line, the budgetary pivot toward mass is sticking. Sleep with one eye on the Strait of Hormuz, That is the Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. See you next time.